On the line, we've got Ollie, who's one of the Melbourne University students who have been vocally in support of staff who have been taking strike action for a number of months now. It started in May. G'day, Ollie, how are you?
Hi, good morning, doing well. How are you going?
Good. Now, it's really nice to see students at Melbourne University supporting the teachers who have been getting a pretty raw deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's been really inspiring to be talking to students on campus over the past few months. It sort of looks like we're going to be entering into a pretty long campaign, like one where it's going to be a big task to keep mobilising students again and again. But the reception has been, I think, some of the best that we've ever had on campus trying to talk politics with students. There's a real sort of organic connection people draw around the campus and management and the conditions with our staff they see every day when they go to class.
Yeah, so what's the students' understanding of why 1,000 NTU members went on strike May the 3rd?
Well, from what I've heard, there's two key demands, and they're the ones we're bringing up a lot. The first one is just about pay. It's, like, clear that we're in the middle of, like, the fastest-growing rental and housing crashes in Australian history, an unprecedented cost-of-living crisis. And the pay deal that's being offered to faculty right now is just not good enough. So they're asking for a pay rise that's in line with inflation or 15%, I believe, whichever's higher. But it's, you know, the university is one of the largest employers in the country in the largest sectors. So these sort of minimum demands about pay are really great. The other one's around casualization. So over half of the faculty on our campus are casualized. It's basically like a hospitality or retail business, where they're on short-term or sessional contracts and fired every 6 months and have to reapply for their own jobs. So we've been talking to people who've been working on contracts for 10 to 12 years and have never been offered a permanent position.
Why are students getting involved in this?
Well, I think one thing we've been saying a lot is that staff working conditions are student learning conditions. It's pretty clear when you go to your class and your tutor has been, you know, marking for far longer than they're paid, has been chasing up emails they haven't been, you know, scheduled in to do, when they're taking far too many classes and actually having to work on the side as well, the quality of your marking, the quality of your education goes down. I think there's a pretty, like I was saying before, I think it's pretty natural to students to say that actually management at this university doesn't care about your education. This modern university has basically become a degree factory, where they're trying to take as much money as possible from you, pay the VC's salary and not your tutors to actually teach and give you a better education.
Yeah, so the quality of education is going down as you experience it.
Absolutely. I think it's been a process that's happened over a very long period of time. But, yeah, acutely at Uni Melb.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. They advertise themselves as, and many of the people who get in there feel it, obviously, that they're the special chosen few.
Yeah, totally. And the university, you know, doesn't let that gloss down. They'll take any chance they can to say that they're, you know, a progressive and sort of, you know, forward-thinking institution. But, it, you know, it only takes one look at the sort of face of a tutor on a Monday morning after they've been, you know, working nonstop for weeks and weeks to realise that we're actually just a product to them that they can buy and sell.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because, of course, being in insecure work, it means that they aren't paid during the breaks.
Yeah, I mean, the whole insecure work, like the method of forcing these workers onto this contract and sessional work is just purely designed to be exploitative. There's, you know, conditions around getting marked, like getting paid for marking by word count. There's all of these extra caveats. Obviously, if you're trying to get a mortgage or like a loan on a house, these contracts just aren't good enough, especially if it actually is your full-time work and something you've been doing, like I've said before, for a decade.
Well, actually, it's interesting because as a student, it is a career to be part of an academic, the academic world. And the amount of money that and effort that's actually put into becoming an academic is all a personal journey. It's got nothing to do, you know, there's no outlay for the university.
To become faculty.
Yeah, to become part of, to be an academic. So, I mean, this has a knock-on effect for any student who thinks that this might be a career path for them.
Yeah, totally. I mean, this is something that happened within, I think, my first few weeks coming onto UniMelb. You have all these ideas about the academy and, you know, what that means, and it becomes pretty clear that UniMelb is a business like any other that's run for profit and, like, at obscene levels as well.
It's interesting. You call it Uni Melb. It's not even University of Melbourne anymore, right? Hilarious.
Sorry, no, I spent too long talking to students. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that's hilarious. The University of Melbourne NTU National Tertiary Education Union Strike Committee passed an official motion of endorsement for your fundraising activities, and that's why we're talking. We want to know about this particular support that you guys have put in place.
Yeah, totally. So the Strike Fund is something that's been put together by the students in the UniMelb Student Support Staff Strike campaign. So we have a GoFundMe that we're asking people to put some money towards to help our faculty fight for our education, fight for their conditions. You can get to that at tinyurl.com/Melbourne Strike Fund. That's tinyurl.com/Melbourne Strike Fund. Or you can find our socials at UniMelb Students for Staff Strikes. That's usually a number 4 instead of the word. Yeah.
Well, more strength to your arm, Ollie. Good on you.
Cheers. Thanks a bunch, Annie.
No worries.